Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, Neil, congratulations. A very good point. But first half, you must have been very pleased. You must have wondered how maybe you weren't even further ahead.
Yeah, James, I thought we were exceptional today. You know, for a team that has had a bit of a blip, and we have, you know, I thought our energy levels, I thought our willingness, our passing, our recovery runs, everything was great. You know, over the course of 90 minutes, it was brilliant. First half, we came in and fully deserved being 1-0 up at half-time. And then, obviously, second half, you know, the game changed. But I'm so proud of the boys today.
And what we particularly, that kind of quick passing, were you particularly pleased with the way
Yeah, it was back. It was back. We were back to our best today. You know, we've, like I keep saying it, we've had a blip and we're, you know, low on confidence. We were really open and honest with each other on Thursday. You know, Barrow affected them lads. They came out and they said it. And I said, listen, one game doesn't change a season. You know, whatever happens this season, it'll always be a roller coaster up and down. But if you're there for each other, you know, you stick together, you show that work ethic, then, you know, win, lose, or draw, I'll always accept that. And, you know, I'm delighted for them today because that's a massive point in our season.
Donoghue's come in. Seems to have got a knock, but he's so busy. No hint of a player who doesn't belong in that first 11 lineup.
He belongs in the first. There's a lot. Listen, Mike Donoghue, he's an exceptional player. He struggles at times with his confidence, and you know, but he's a great player for us. We're gutted he's got a knock today, and we're hoping it's just something that will settle down. He was brilliant. But yeah, he fully deserves his start today, and you know, it shows the trust that I have in the players. You know, Donoghue has been out for a few weeks, and he's gone in and put an exceptional performance.
So another plus was Matty Elston, after, you know, obviously feeling his way into it, finding match fitness. I just can't remember him putting a foot wrong today. Real authority.
What a player. What a player. I've just said to him, I've gone round everyone's shoulder and I've just went, monstrous performance today. You know, him and Doyle. You know, when you're losing a Curtis Jones at the back, it's tough, isn't it? But he's coming in, he's getting better and better. His headers, his ability to play out, his strength leaning into players. I can see why he's full-time at Barrow anyway. But listen, we're going to enjoy having him. And he's fit into this dressing room great. So, you know, well done to him.
So, Regan Linney, mixed afternoon. He took a shot, not before he was still on the field. Beautiful shot, which was brilliantly saved. And Tundy came in for the rebound. Unfortunately, Tundy was offside. Regan just got involved, though, in something a bit silly off the ball with their skipper. And then we felt he went down a bit easy. What was the...
Listen, I'm not a manager that sits on the fence. I honestly couldn't see it. I've walked around and I've shook everyone's hands. When I've got to the behind the goal section, they've said that Regan didn't dive. Mm. But listen, it's the bit before that. It's petulance. We don't need to get involved in that. And if you look at Regan's, 5 bookings this season, they've all come from off the ball thing. So he's got to know better. He's been with me now long enough. He knows my expectations. We're going to lose him now for a game. I think it's harsh to be a sending off, but it's the one before that I'm disappointed with. So, you know, if he's dived, he fully deserves to get booked. If he hasn't, the referee's got it wrong. I can't do anything about it now, but it's, you know, we're going to miss him now and he's got to learn from this.
Yeah. Now injuries. What the guys who went off today? Yeah. Are they knocks that
yeah,
make them out?
Donners could do. You know, that could be 10 to 14 days. I think Chazzy's is just a knock on his ankle. I thought he did great as well. We've just got to, you know, we've got to be cautious. But the lads who went in there did great. I thought Finn lit it up when he come on. I thought Jack Lenihan did really well when he come on. And really hard. You know, when you're down to 10 men with the last 7 or 8 minutes, it was really hard. Mm-hmm. And you know, them lads kept the shape and the discipline and, you know, just so happy. So hopefully the injuries settle down, but we'll just have to monitor that in training on Tuesday night.
And any update on Curtis Jones?
Yeah, he should be back for next Saturday.
Okay.
You know, Kurt trained, well, he ran on Tuesday, ran on Thursday. He's gone to do a strength session today that Liv set him. He'll come in Tuesday and train, come in Thursday and train, and hopefully we'll have him. We'll have him back, but you know, it's a welcome body back.
No hurry though, given that Elsdon slotting in today.
No, and listen, Matty Elsdon's going to go back to Barrow. They're chasing the league title, and the reason why he's come here is to get games. And you know, I'll speak to Ian Everett tonight and say what an exceptional performance it was, and I'm sure he'll go back there and be great for him. So if Curtis takes a couple of weeks to get back to match fitness, that suits us all because we've got Matty Elsdon for another 2 weeks.
So a week with no games, but then a period of 5 games. In 14 days, a couple of what you'd say it's a difficult league to predict, but 2 winnable home games to start with, but then away games at the likes of Nantwich, you will need that squad, won't you?
Yeah, I mean, you look at it today, I think Atherton have got beat 5-1 at home to Morpeth. They've had John Welsh sent off, so he'll be missing for next week's game. We've had Regan sent off, and he'll be missing. But, you know, I don't know what's happened. You know, they're good on paper. They just seem to have a bit of a blip. But, you know, they're coming to our place. And, you know, we if we want to achieve what we want to achieve this season, we've got to be targeting maximum from it. And then the same against Stafford. And then it's the one against Bamber Bridge. You know, they're on a good run. They've won again today. They've got no extra added incentive to raise again because I was obviously the manager there. And then, you know, we look at the games in front of that in Nantwich, Warrington, South Shields. So it's going to be tough, but, you know, we're going into February right in the mix, not just for a playoff spot, for a championship spot. So, you know, we're delighted with it.
Is that your thinking now, that we're in this?
Yeah, we're in it. We're in it. But that's a massive point. And that's not me being confident or overconfident. That is a huge point today to come here. And Baysford are a really, really, really good side. And a lot of teams have described them as the best team in the league. Some of the rotations, the movement in the first half, I thought brilliant. He's done a great job here, Steve Chettle. For us to come here and outplay them for large parts of that game, he gives us massive confidence.
Well, I was going to say our last league defeat was the home game.
Yeah.
And we're toe-to-toe with them today. Yeah. Stark contrast to the Broaders.
Yeah, we are. We've come a long way as a squad. Listen, I'm not going to hide it. You know, at the start of the season, you know, 1.5 points per game and, you know, finishing the top 10. My ambition is always to do as well as you can do. And, you know, we're in a playoff spot. We want to stay there minimum. And we've earned the right to be in there. And we've got 3 months of the season left and we've got to keep earning our right to be in there. But if we do and we put performances on like we've done today, then there's no reason. You know, we've got 3 games in hand over Lancaster, 2 over Baysford, and we can leapfrog both of them. Game over hand in South Shields. We can go 3 points behind them, and we've got to go there and win. So it's, you know, it's on.
And although we use the word blip, in fact, what the team is doing, which perhaps it wouldn't have been able to do last season, is to get a point rather than fold. You know, we were discussing before you came on air that last season in that position, having got the equaliser relatively early in the second half, that last season's FC might have found it tough then to see that one out.
But a million miles away. You know, I've always enjoyed managing this club. I didn't enjoy managing that squad last season. I enjoy managing this club and I enjoy managing this squad. You know, chalk and cheese. You know, this side deserved, you know, if we didn't get relegated, they did do great in the Conference North, but we're not. We are where we are, and, you know, we just keep making strides and we keep getting bigger and better together, more experience, closer together, you know, setting standards for each other, expectations. So, you know, just really, really proud of that squad in there. And, you know, if you would have been a fly on the wall on Thursday night, it was a really heartfelt discussion that we had, and it rocked them hard, the Barrow game. It was good just to get it out in the open, and, you know, they've come here today and they deserve every plaudit they're going to get.
A final bit of broken record. Cameron Belford, whatever he does, he just mops up at the back, doesn't he?
Exceptional.
Right at the end there. He killed
90 seconds with that.
Yeah, he did, mate. Yeah. Exceptional. And I said to Cam today, listen, I don't want to take out playing out the back, but at times today, can you go first time? Because you've made a couple of mistakes in recent weeks. Get your confidence back. Start going big. But he marshalled the back four. He couldn't do anything with the goal. It's an exceptional goal.
Yeah.
But he's a real presence for us, isn't he? But they all are. Honestly, they absolutely all are today. And, you know, I don't want that to be kind of a, you know, all managers say that when you get a good point. They're an exceptional group to work with, and, you know, we deserve a point, and we're going to take loads from that today.
No, well, it was a really tough game. It was an intriguing game.
Just before you go,
yeah.
I've just been reading the forum. A post has been come up. You're doing something for the Development Fund, I believe, in late March.
Yeah, I'm walking on fire or something.
Yeah, you're walking on hot coal, you and Chaddy.
Yeah.
You seem to be fine with this.
I don't know, really. Tim's
is it on, is it on hot coals?
I don't know what it is. I've got bare feet and I'm going to walk on
there's
fire.
There's a way of doing it. I did it years ago.
Share some stories.
So, I'm thoroughly not looking forward to it, but it is for the right reasons.
How's Chaddy?
He's got big feet. Chaddy's heavy, isn't he? so yeah. I don't know if he's going to be able to like nimble his way through
that's
like I might
be
able to
do.
So
says here, 500 degrees.
Listen,
are you all right with that?
I've no idea. If it goes wrong, blame Tim. Honestly, that's what we've got to do.
Excellent stuff. Well, keep up the good work on the pitch, off the pitch, and with the fundraising.
Yeah, great.
Well, excellent. Great to hear from you, Neil. A safe trip home.
Brilliant.
And we'll see
you
soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.